From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The health care bill passed another test vote in the Senate this morning. The voting began at sunrise, and Democrats remained united as they voted 60-39 to shut off debate on Majority Leader Harry Reid's version of the bill. An earlier vote to approve a 400-page package of changes that sealed Democratic support of the health care bill also was approved by a 60-39 vote. No Republicans voted in favor. Democrats must pass another 60-vote test tomorrow before they vote on final passage, and that's expected to come on Thursday, Christmas Eve. China has defended itself against accusations by Britain that it hampered efforts to forge a climate change deal at last week's meeting in Copenhagen. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu said that criticism of China's role at Copenhagen was an attempt by developed countries to shirk their obligations and foment discord among developing nations. Later at a press conference, Jiang added that China's commitments and actions in fighting climate change were on a par with any country. Jiang didn't mention his name, but she was defending China against criticism by Britain's climate change minister, Edward Miliband. In an editorial in Britain's Guardian newspaper on Sunday, Miliband accused China of hijacking the Copenhagen talks. Specifically, he said the meeting failed to get an agreement on reducing global emissions by 50% by 2050 because China vetoed it. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Eurostar resumed its high-speed rail service today, linking Britain, France, and Belgium. And this follows a three-day suspension that stranded tens of thousands of travelers. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
The weekend of breakdowns left French President Nicolas Sarkozy indignant. He called on Eurostar officials to get the trains running immediately and said the episode was unacceptable. The first train pulled out of the Gare du Nord station in Paris this morning, carrying 750 passengers, most of whom had been stranded for days. As many as 40,000 people have been affected by the suspension of train service. More than 2,000 passengers were stranded overnight Friday in the tunnel under the English Channel. Officials say they have now identified why the locomotive engines shorted out. They say that unusually dry, powdery snow got into the engines and turned to water when the trains entered the warmer air of the tunnel. Europe has been in the grips of an extreme cold wave that has killed more than 80 people. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The government reported today that the economy grew at a 2.2% pace in the third quarter as the recovery got off to a weaker start than previously thought. Asian stock prices rose today, snapping a string of losses. In Tokyo, Japan's Nikkei average rose by 194 points, or 1.9%. Oil prices remained near $74 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude for February delivery was down by 53 cents to $73.19 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. The man who inspired the 1988 movie Rain Man has died. Kim Peek had severe mental handicaps, but reportedly remembered everything he read and heard. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
Kim Peek became the world's most famous savant 20 years ago after Dustin Hoffman played the character inspired by Peek in the film Rain Man. Peek had difficulty with simple things like turning on lights or dressing himself, but his memory is legendary. Give him a date and he'd describe its events. Name a place and he'd name the zip code. He reportedly memorized every word in 9,000 books. The Hollywood film made Peek so famous he traveled the globe, displaying his talents as the real Rain Man. NASA studied him because his memory got better as he aged. And in the end, his memory was sharp, but his heart gave out. Kim Peek's father says his son died this weekend of a massive heart attack at his suburban Salt Lake City home. He was 58 years old. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Authorities in Washington state are reporting that one man has died and two sheriff's deputies have been critically injured in a shooting outside Tacoma. The Pierce County sheriff's spokesman says the deputies were shot last evening while responding to a domestic violence call. The fight was between two brothers, one of whom wanted the other to leave the house. The spokesman says the sheriff's deputies were greeted at the door by one brother while the other brother was arming himself. The second brother then allegedly opened fire on the deputies, hitting one multiple times. The spokesman says the deputies were able to return fire and kill the shooter. One officer was airlifted to a Seattle hospital. The other was taken to a medical center in Tacoma. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.